Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Diana Davis.
It's me.
Hello, I am Al of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. And before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And in which state do you currently live?
New Jersey.
Thank you. And do you live in the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
Well, yeah, it's a Camden address, but it's not the city.
All right. So it's in Camden or outside?
Yeah. It's in.
In, okay.
It's in Camden, but...
Thank you, man. Now, what is the zip code where you live?
08104.
Thank you so much. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household, teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
Okay, thank you. And Mano, what year were you born?
1946.
1946, okay. Thank you. And which one of the following best describes you, a woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
No, woman.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. Now, for statistical purposes only, may I know what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white? African-American or black? Hispanic or Latino? Asian-American?
Caucasian white.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger?
None.
For whom? None? Okay. Thank
None.
You. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Mayor Big Karsterfin.
I really don't know him.
You don't know about him?
Oh, I know who he is and all that, but I don't know anything about him.
Okay. And how about State Assemblyman Bill Spearman?
No.
You don't know too much about him or you never heard of him? Or
no, never heard of him.
Okay. About teachers' unions, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about them?
No, I don't have no opinion of them. No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Well, that means unfavorable?
No, I don't know anything about them.
Okay. Thank you. How about State Assemblyman Bill Mowen?
No. Same. I don't know.
Okay. About State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez?
I don't know him. No. Okay.
never heard of that person, or you don't know that person?
I don't know anything about him at all.
Okay. How about Camden Schools Superintendent Katrina McCombs?
No. Don't know.
Don't know about her or never heard of her?
Never heard of her.
Okay. About former Mayor Frank Moran?
I heard of him. I don't know. But I don't know him.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Oh, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, Governor Phil Murphy. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
A favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is traditional public schools in Camden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. About private and parochial schools in Camden?
No, same thing.
Okay. About Renaissance schools in Camden?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. About public charter schools in Camden?
Same thing, I don't know.
Okay. Now, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of a school. Knowing this, will you say that public charter or Renaissance schools are very different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, not too different, or not different at all?
I don't know anything about them.
Okay, thank you. And will you say public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
I think it's a favorable track.
Right direction, then?
Yeah.
Okay. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important, somewhat important, not that important, not important at all.
It's important, yeah.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I said not at all.
Thank you. And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter and Renaissance schools here in Camden?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It hasn't changed one way or the other.
Thank you. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
No, not that.
No effect? Okay. Thank you. And thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with said they only vote for a candidate for president governor, Congress, or other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, never?
Sometimes.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter in Renaissance schools? Is it that public charter in Renaissance schools encourage more parent input and involvement, or enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, or are smaller the schools that offer more individualized attention, or support different learning styles, or give quality options to families who will not otherwise have them, or are free and open to all children, or manage in the different local school districts? Which one or two pieces of that information make you the most favorable about public charter in Renaissance schools?
I don't have any opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
I am retired.
Thank you. And in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And will you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not that strong Democrat?
Not that strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Lower income.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon. Bye.